Welcome back. The stock market's closed today. Sure. I don't want you to lose money coming to your shit. I don't want you to lose money coming to your shit. Market opens up Sunday night. Were you in Africa? Huh? Doesn't normally ring the bell in the morning, 9 o'clock? What are you trading? And you do that, you're a part of that? So you're up a whole Sunday night? You don't sleep? You're making me a little weary.
Okay. Good morgen. Today's share is sponsored for Shalema Arman Yehuda Shar for Shalema. Should hold out. Bad news. I don't know what it's going to be.
Hold out for what? What does that mean? Hold out.
Say, at least
chasm. That's it? You no, shouldn't just get better?
You should, but
make it at least to the chasm.
He's in real bad shape, so. I don't know. Maybe we should make it easy for him. At least. So. Try to figure it out. The what?
A week ago last week.
They all came in, everybody's there. All the siblings are here. Roth Black came back early. Yeah. She's in the hospital for Shabbos. His sister from just got married is here. Her husband, the Pilchik's here. They're all here. Palchik, whatever the name is. She was in the hospital. I don't know. Anyway. We are up to Lamdal and Beis and Arman Yehudas. What is that? Oh, yeah. Arman Yehudas and then Esther Chaya Bas Devoiro, Shavu Shleimah, she's doing very well, Baruch Hashem, and Bluma Bas Chan Rochel, Mrs. Garba. Okay. You weren't here for a while, so we lost the name. Chai Rochel Bas Pesha Reza. You're going to Florida soon, no?
So I have to find a different place first.
Location.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on the stock market.
Maybe you could buy something on the stock market. Buy like a little hut. If you buy shares in Airbnb,
yes.
You have enough shares, they'll let you stay somewhere. And Airbnb is a publicly traded company.
I don't know, but when you pay rent.
If you buy, you could also go to the pool guy. Stay maybe in a pool house. You rent a pool. Yeah, but in the summer, you know. Anyway, nothing like sitting out there by Sarah's tent with the boats. Whew.
I love it. I love it. I like to eat there.
Yeah, good view over there. I'm talking about a different view. I'm talking about the boats. He's talking about something else. But yeah, with the same idea, different view. Anyway. Yeah. They also have a towel around the waist. Unfortunately, they also should walk with a towel around the waist, but that's it. It's like the mikveh over there by you. Tanya, Gufa. Yeah. I know, I'm not so impressed with Florida. I don't know, whatever. It's a shul I like. Florida doesn't do that much for me. A little palm tree here, a little palm tree there. Go to my backyard, I have a palm tree.
Goofa.
Anyway, Mr. Bobby leaving Tuesday, right?
California do it for you?
California is a perfect climate. Goofa. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. So we said yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda said that if you're able to fix it, then it's not dochui, and he brought a raya because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that on Pesach you would scoop up the blut from the floor. There was like a stream running through the. It was like a stream, you know.
The floor got covered in blood.
No. Yeah, right. So you don't understand. You ever watch that video, the ADHD, the guy who with the paper and the cut and the scissor? You need to watch it again. I'll send it out on the chat today. Please watch it again today. Okay, let me something. And watch it till the end, please. Okay, because they talk about you again.
No, this is not on him. This is on you.
Okay.
You have to come up with some dumb cockat idea that to give us an example of how it worked.
I'm trying to explain to you what's going on in the base of Megdash.
It was a stream of blood. Move on. You no. Trying to give a story? Do you know? Mrs. Lang's there. I had a
street. Okay, let's start again. You guys ever went to a mikveh? Okay, mikveh has these little like some mikvehs have like a thing that you walk on. Under where you walk on, it's slushy. Oh, wow. There's water. So, welcome. A little upset you didn't come Friday, but we'll talk about it.
Yesterday.
He froze the bahankas off. Yeah. Welcome.
That's one he brought back from last night.
What's going on in Denver? How was Denver? Yeah, Sukkah's there? A little clap to Ishan over there. Mr. Barber, he does a custom pizza. Like he has his own pizza oven, and he comes to you, makes pizza. Maybe you want to bring him to L.A. for like a poll meeting. Fly him in. He only flies first class, if you don't mind. But please,
Between the fact that you say the wrong name and tell people,
you should be able to find his number somewhere.
Your business is gonna go great.
It's called Tahoe Pizza. By the way, that's the name you need.
If you keep your mouth running, once in a while, something good will come out.
Okay.
By the way, you can't talk about that guy.
Yeah, Tzvi is good. Bekitzer, Beis HaMikdash had, under the Blatas, there was a stream running through the Beis HaMikdash. That stream went to the Nachal Kidron. They used to stuff up that stream. So usually, anything that went into the Beis HaMikdash, it was pitched towards that stream. That stream would run out. That was like the way the drainage for the Beis HaMikdash. Erev Pesach, they would stuff it up. They would put a cork in there, that big cork from the bottle that you gave me. They put a big cork in there, and it would stuff up. And basically, the whole entire Azara filled ad akuva. Akuva is, I don't think it's the knee. I think it's the ankle, right? Akuva is the ankle. The knee? It is the knee? Akuva is the knee. It filled with the, we'll see in a minute, there's a lot of problems with that, but it filled till the knee with blood, which is a lot of blood, with millions of karbanas. I don't know how many karbanas there were. Make a cheshbon.
How can you make a cheshbon?
Not how exact,
how
about.
How many families were, whatever, yeah. How many families joined together?
Yeah, I'm saying minimum, at least a million karbanas, right? Because the goats have no meat on it. How much meat is on a goat for a family? Kazayas, you need, how much kazayas is on a goat? Few? 10 kazayas?
I don't remember, 6 families.
Lamb chop. Anyway, so.
No, it wasn't six.
I don't know. It was a lot of karbanas, a few thousand karbanas, I would say. And the blood, the blut was all over the place. So Rabbi Yehuda held that what you do is at the end of the day, you would scoop up when it still didn't go down, when it's still knee high in blood, you would take a big scoop out of the blood, it's all mixed up, and you would spritz it on the back in case somebody's blood didn't get spritzed, you're yotzer by that spritzing. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds, and that's, you see that the blood doesn't get dachui, what the lamdan on the base, in zvachim. The
at this point you're saying it's mingled with the water.
No, water.
We didn't get the water with the scissors on the side.
No. There's no water. They stuffed it up.
Yeah, we're gonna get back up there. Then you say to
the knees.
Their knees.
The whole floor, there's no water, it was just blood.
Just blood.
You have to just reap them in the back.
So they stuffed up the water so the blood got
stuffed up this stream.
They stuffed up the drain.
The drain.
The stream was under the floor.
The
stream was under the floor. The blood, they stuffed up that hole so that the water doesn't drink. The blood doesn't drink.
Go into that stream. Yeah.
Right. If you would have let him give you an example.
The Yesod did not go there. I don't know where the Yesod went. I still don't know where the Yesod went. It went down somewhere. I don't know where. But anyway, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda says. Now we're going to elaborate on this thing. They did sponge every day also. They had a mushroom there.
This is just a lot of kabbalas in the floor. It's full of blood.
I hope not.
Well, no, Tanya. Gufa, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Kais echadei mali, I have to give you money for your son. Don't remind me afterwards. Cleaning the svarim. Gufa, tell me about it. Last night they arrived at my house, running the money. I'm like, guys, this is a lot of money. I gotta get the tree. You know what I mean? Gotta pick it from the tree. Gufa, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Kais echadei mali, medama teroivis. So Rabbi Yehuda says. So now that we explain what was going on. Now we're going to elaborate on this thing. So I'm going to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you do that? How could you scoop up from the floor a cup of blood in case somebody didn't have Zerika? The halacha is that we learned before, Nishbach Adam, you could scoop it up. But that's only once it was in Skal B'Kli. But blood that went straight from the animal's neck to the floor, which is pashas what happened. That's how you got blood till your knee. You don't get blood till your knee. Just stop. It had to be a lot of blood. I mean, a million kabanas, but so this, it's not a skal b'kli, then it's pusel. You can't use this blood. So it must have been no yadi. How do you know that it was not a skabel? So Gemara says, El Hashemel in a skal b'kli. Maybe. That's what you're saying. Not for sure. No, I only said when it's Kabbal Kli. But he goofed him and he said, how do you know? Fine. You're saying something certain, I'm telling you it's not certain. Okay, fine. So how do you know? But very nice. So you're saying, I'm only using the blows in Kabbal Kli, but how do you know? So Mara says, kind of reason.
What's the question?
You have to assume that it wasn't in Kabbal Kli.
Was.
Right.
All was.
Was, and Al-Khari, it wasn't.
One bit was.
Right, then it's not kosher. So when I say Kahanim's reason, nope. Kahanim, I don't know if you know, we have a Kohen Gary. The guy runs 100 miles an hour. So these guys, they don't waste no time, and they're precise. There's not a drop of blood that gets missed. V'avden hai
u'mishtachman. What is he running
at? Because they're so... They're 100% precise to get every drop of blood from the neck. But, I don't know if you know what one arm is a migdash, they say, if you looked at it in the, there was the they have a eyewitness that said he saw it, it's brought down in different books, they saw eyewitness, the base of migdash, who was it?
Josephus,
yeah. Right. I don't know. So they say there was an eyewitness, and basically it looked like a conveyor belt over there. It was a crazy thing, coming, passing. So by passing the blood spilled such a bahala of so many people and so many so fast. That's where the blood filled out the akuva. I mean, the blood filled from the spilling, not from the animal's neck. Now, also from the animal's neck, but not the dam ha-nefesh. I mean, the dam ha-nefesh was all collected. And that spilled over while they were passing it. Dama Thomas's did spill, because that's the rest of whatever dripped out of the animal that wasn't a gay for Kabbalah, that dripped out of the floor, obviously. And then we're going to talk about that. Dama Thomas motor boy, very nice. So you collected all the Dama Nefesh, and that spilled over when you were running. But what about Dama Thomas's? Dama Thomas's curry dam. That's also Dama Tanya, Dama Thomas's about Zoro. Have you done the chorus? I've Omer Elaz Mudabuli and Kaparish and Mchuper, Machaper, Shemaka Dama Nefesh. Dam shenosh is by kori dam shenosh is by enkori dam. So very nice that doesn't. It's called dam, but it's dam chaper. El yehuda tamei dam ain dam vatal dam. You're right. It's dam and tams. It's dam and nefesh. Dam and tams is considered dam. It's not machaper, but it doesn't ruin it. So melo, now his eitz is very good. His yehuda eitz of picking up a cup of blood at the end of the day or whatever it is, at the end of a few hours for shkia and spritzing on the mizbeach in case nobody in case it's somebody's carbon, they're not having Zerika by mistake, a lot of Kabbalah is going on over there. So Mela, that works, and it's good to go, and you Yotza, and everybody can eat their Kazayas and the Yotza. Chacham didn't do this. They assume that every once in a while, yeah, if somebody missed a Zerika, they would have to go back. They have to go back and Shechtun on carbon. If you knew that you missed Zerika, if you didn't know, you didn't know. He had a good Yotza. They didn't have an Yotza. I'm going to have you
Why are we assuming that they missed the Zerika?
Who?
The Kohanim is reason why they assume.
I don't know. It's a good kasha. I thought about that. I'm not sure. Rabbi Yehuda has an Eitzah, so Mela to him makes sense. It could be coming to Rabbanon. You say Kohanim is reason. They don't miss Zerika and Chalami. So he goes, I'm going to have Yehuda Levrechem. According to your Rabbanon, Lama Paikin Azara. Who? Kabbalah was done by Kain also. Yeah. Right. They didn't do a Kabbalah, right? But that, he's saying if the Kohanim is reason, then they made every Kabbalah. These guys were good at what they did. You see, in the new Beis Hamikdash, according to those people, I don't believe those people are right. But the newfound people, they hold that it's going to be like AI and stuff in the new Beis Hamikdash. I don't think they're right. But according to that, you'll have cameras. You would check it out.
Why not?
Why can't it be?
It doesn't make sense.
Why can't it be?
Because then all the halachas will be off.
Why? Which one?
You know what? We're going to find out.
There wasn't AI.
Mr. Shem.
No, not just AI. He said that the technology, yeah.
That's all. The act for carbon, not carbon.
Listen, what's the name of the look here?
Right, that's what I was thinking. He made a Mukhni, they updated, they modernized things.
You think it's what? We're going to go back to riding horses? Like what?
I think nothing in the Mishnah could change, which means...
used the most modern technology 2,000 years ago.
I don't think so. A Mishnah can't change.
So what's going to change in the Mishnah? Which halakha are you...
You're saying it's going to be AC, so you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. You don't need... how can you change the Mishnah?
It's outdoors.
No.
It's open. There's no cover in the Azara.
I don't know about Azara. I'm saying a little...
You can't have any Avaida that's not covered by Slady by a person.
Right.
So the Avaida is what we done. But that doesn't mean that they won't have a ticket system saying, you know, now serving...
Yeah, an app for a cover.
Right.
An app for a cover.
Right. Your turn is in... Your slot is, you know, make an appointment system.
I don't think there's an issue with that.
Right.
Avaida Gentech will still be around.
You know how many carbonists...
Is that good? Oh yeah, he's right. With the red towel. I'm letting you the. Isn't Gentech a tag the same thing?
Yeah.
No.
Well, whatever they
same thing.
You know what? Very quick up.
He doesn't hear from that ear. So when you say
filter companies tag the services of different ones.
Anyway, Amalam Yudla Ludivrechem. So guys, can we get through the Gemara? We have a lot to do. We didn't even get started. Ludivrechem. Lama Paikin Azara. Lama Paikin Azara. Why do you stop up? What do you need the blood on the floor? According to Yehuda, you need the blood on the floor because you have to. There's Eitza. According to Rabbanan, this wasn't Eitza. I'm a lawyer. You know, Shvachul of Ne'aran, Sheyechul Adak of Hisayim Bedam. You say that means till the knee? Akhisayim is a knee?
Yeah, we had it in Shabbos.
In fact, tomorrow, Vodam Avachatzitza, Ayat Chatzitza, Lachu, Vola Avachatzitza, Natram Adam Ad Yoiv Ad Vash, Vachol, Cholov, Yevashin, Chotzen, Lachen, and Chotzen. But by the way, it's brought down halacha that like a mayel or a sheichet, a roofer, guy's tar in his hand, that's not a chatzitza. Like
if you come out of the shower with tefillin,
no,
it's also not a chatzitza.
You get if I got a painter, his hand's always it's not a problem.
If your hair is wet when you come out of the shower, it's not a chatzitza.
Right,
with
hair is wet. I don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
Didn't they do a lot of the way this on the floor?
Everything on the floor. You have to be on the Ritzbun of Azara.
They
should
that's
the next Gemara's Kasha. That's the next Kasha. It's why it says, how can you do it? Mamash Kham didn't work.
So you keep your mouth running.
Once you're running, that's it. Welcome to Tavsi Manayu. Welcome to Tavsi Manayu. Aye, their clothing is getting dirty. The madlu, they picked it up. You know, like when you go into a flooded area, you pick those pants up. But Tanya, Mida, Kimidasa, not the pants, they had like a rope. Kimidasa, Shle, Yechzer, Vishalah, Yeser. Has to be exact. So Mara says, we're not talking about by Avoida, we're talking about Lechzer, Varam, Kevish. The Lava Avoidi. Veloi, Votanya, Vikiva, Koins, Kakal, Zua, Lechzer, Varam, Kevish. Must be right, Elba, Lechzer, Tomarocho. The Lava Avoidi. So male, it was no issue. In fact, Mara, Velo, Avoida, Hechazis, but so what do you by the Avoida? His question. So Gemara says, Asli, I itztavi. What they did is they built little platforms made out of stone. So it has to be part of the ritzvah Azara. All over Azara. Obviously like 18 inches high, right? The knee was about 18 inches high. So you have 18-inch platforms. These were talking about Kahanim's reason. We're not talking about, it's not a joke. There were thousands of Kahanim there. The 1,000 Kahanim running a big operation, jumping on platforms. On top platforms.
Why couldn't it have been a full
layer? That's why
it wasn't a full floor.
And that's why it spilled.
It can't be a full layer because you had to, the water had to go out. And it was a shvach that the blood should be adak of the same. Means you wanted to see the blood. It wasn't that you don't want to see it. You look through these cracks of the floor. It wasn't a deck. It wasn't a deck built because then you didn't see the blood. So it wasn't. It was something like that. But it was, you were able to see the blood. It was clear. You were able to see it. There's a famous Kamsofer. Kamsofer says that you have people that go and they spend a lot of money and on the mitzvah of Esrig. It's very chash of Zachtaka that they look for the nicest, cleanest Esrig. But myself, after the first day of doing the Nanuam, I don't know if you ever see Nanuam done the right way by a Rebbe. He's holding the luluv to the esrig. It's a half-hour thing. By the time he's done, after the first day, that esrig looks like a klapter shana. It's brown on all sides. He rubbed it along the kuchikul. It got a little nick, a little this, a little that. It's already not a nice esrig. So what do you do? So he says, from this Gemara, that's the famous Chacham Sofer, he says, that's the hiddur mitzvah. The hiddur mitzvah is the esrig should look like that. He says, the nicest esrig that he could see after Yontif is one that it's brown all around, from use. That's why you ever see a guy with scraggly payas, also hid the mitzvah. I'm being moisif. Yeah, it's a hid the mitzvah. Big, bushy payas is hid the mitzvah. Anyway, Vaita.
You're done with this stuff today?
You get the idea. You need a bathroom? What's going on? I showed you the Zevach L'Echo. Dover Shein Dak L'Echo. New Mishnah. You ready? So, Sheikh Zevach, Sheikh Zevach, Echad Dovish Ein Da'akel Echel, Lahakti Dovish Ein Da'akel Lahaktir. We had this ready before, so kosher. Rebbe Eliezer, Paisel. He holds no, it's good. This is why we pretty much bring down this Mishnah for this. Lechad Dovish Da'akel Echel. Paisel means it's good, yeah. Yeah, Paisel Karma. Yeah, Kamach Shova. Lechel Dovish Dak Lechel, Lahak Dovish Dak Lahak, there, Pachas Mekazai is kosher. Lechel Kachatzai is Lahak, the Kachatzai is kosher. Shein Achil Vaktor Mitzdarf. Hashoik is a Zevach. Lechel Kachatzai is Menor. So you shech the Zevach, you shech the carbon to eat Kachatzai is Menor, or his skin. Skin is nothing. It's not part of the animal. Umina Rotev. No, it's different because even if it has, see in a minute. Umana roitiv is a different halacha. Umana roitiv is soup. Gravy. Umana kippa is, give me the English.
Sediments.
No, tavlin, Rosh says. Vidaktakas habosa shechen is bishul kedera. It's some kind of spice that also has some kind of pieces of meat. And this goes into the same thing you'll see in a minute. Umana halal. Halal is some kind of a sinew, sinua. That has from the neck, very hard. I'm not samois. I'm not gidin. The regular gidin, regular sinews. As I said, I'm not karnaim. Is the horns. I'm not tlafaim. Is what's tlafaim? Hooves. Chutz is mayim. Chutz is kaim ekashim. Ein chalom shem pigul. Nois v'tame. Now, this is a very big sugya, but the simple thing is, let's take something like roitiv. Right? It was a very understandable thing. It's soup, basically. So you have a soup. You're not telling me it's not fleishiks, right? It is fleishiks. So why is this not pigel? Why is it not part of that, part of the basar? It's fleishiks, it's zichah fleishiks. You don't, nachayim noiser and tomei. So there's a lot of different things on this Mishnah. The pashup shot is Reb Chaim's shot. And Reb Chaim, this is how I think the easiest way to learn. Reb Chaim learns, and this is, I think it's pashup shot, but this is what he says, that it's not part of the goof of the animal, and pigul has to be on the goof of the goof hazevach. Roitiv is not part of goof hazevach. And male, there's no noiser, there's no tummy, and there's no pigul. I saw an interesting thing. I don't know that in Yerushalayim they eat the soup at the end of the meal. I always thought it was for practical purposes. That's what I always thought, like you're just saying. But that's not the pshat. The pshat is, I think this pshat makes sense, because in Yerushalayim, there's a lot of kachem, and on soup, there's no nicer. So you have to eat the basar first. So they were always in a rush to eat basar. The soup, they ate on the end. I think it's a good pshat. I like it.
No,
not only that, 2,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, they their meal lasted all night until Alois.
Anyway, I like the pshat, but anyway, if you guys don't like it, fine. You go with your pshat. Fine.
Now that you heard it out loud, do you hear how dumb it is?
You have to be a little flexible, you're thinking.
As we, Mr. Flexibility, is there?
As my Rebbe.
Gravy and soup is the same idea.
As my Rebbe used to say, Shivim Panim Motoyra, and even that's not one of them.
Yeah, that's what I got from somebody in Brisk once. Told him up shot. He says, this is not even one of those. Thank you. Okay. So he told me, Mahuza, it's not even Ayin Panim Motoyra. So Mahuza tells him, there's 70 ways to learn Ayin Panim Motoyra. So this is one of the ways that you didn't learn. Yeah, this is not the Reb Chaim. I'm saying Agavurcha, I think a good idea. Anyway, fine, maybe not. Ashoich is a zevach, so we just said this, right? No, no, it's not. Ashoich is a mukdashim. Ashoich is a mukdashim. Le'echol shlil. Shlil is the fetus. Oy shilya. Shilya is the sack. Bachutz. Loy pigel. Because those things are not part of the carbon. Same idea. Not part of the gufa zevach. Hamoylik is a toyrin. Lechol beitzeim chutz loy pigel. Chelva mukdashin or beitzei toyrin ain chelam mishum pigel. V'noishu tami. So I'm Rabbi Lezer. You'll see this thing from Chaim. It gets a little clear. I mean, it's pretty much that's what the pshad. You'll see. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Pigel bezevach nispagel ashlil. Beshlil lenispagel zevach. Pigel baal nispagel marol. Marol lenispagel al. Pigel bemur nispagel parim. Beparim lenispagel murim. So look, it's very interesting Rashi. Rashi like this. Look at Rav Shlomo Spagel Zevach. Ksav Reb Lezer, this is Reb Lezer Shita. Shlil gufei de zivcha hu ava. Why? The obu yerachim imayu. The shlil is part of the mother because obu yerachimai. Miu ein machshav. So then, if it's obu yerachimai, then why can't make a machshav on the shlil itself? Zokt Rashi, no. Miu ein machshav to mafagelos hazevach. The dorish ein dakel echlu. The ruba the inch li achle lei. The shlil atzmal in his bag. The tana masiz la echlu shlil shlil bechutz like pigel. It's gufa de zevach enough. This is Reb Lezer's chiddush. Rabbanon hold doesn't work, but Reb Lezer says no. Legabe the legabe make legabe when you make an animal pigel, the shlil will become pigel. If you eat the shlil, you'll have karas. Why? Because that's ubi yerachimai. It's bottle to the mother. Azoivai is bottle. But now that's only Gabi Shlil and Shilya. But the Gabi Reutiv, he will agree that Reutiv is nothing because Reutiv is not good for the Zevach. That he agrees. But this Chiddush, this is what he says. So Lehmus Ayale, Vishavim, We bring a raya. Shem chishem achilas parim over seri fasam. Lo'ez lo'ekulam. Achilas parim is these are things that get totally burnt. You have it on Yom Kippur. Lo'ez lo'ekulam. My love. Chishem be'imurim is ba'agul parim. That you would assume that's what's going on.
That.
So Gemara says loy.
That's not connected, even though we had the whole, you know, the bubbas where you kill an animal, the attack of the
because Uba Yerachimai. Well, Hezek and Gufa de Zivcha is two different things. There's a locha by pigul of Gufa de Zivcha. That's exactly what we're saying over here. That's Rabbi Chaim is being mechadish here, that there's something called by pigul, a special halacha, that it has to be gufei de zivcha. And just because you chayv al nezek, you damage my animal.
Say the horns you have has monetary value, just not chayv shem pigul.
Because it's not gufei de zivcha. It has to be gufei de zivcha. It's a special halacha by pigul. That's exactly what we're saying over here. It's a special halacha. It doesn't connect with everything else.
Why do you assume chacham arguing a blazer?
Why assume what? They do. Wait a minute.
I don't
yeah, I don't think that they
heard. He's going the Mishnah this way.
This is Moshe.
And that's all back.
Chacham would agree with that. I don't know if they would agree with that.
No?
Pashto's not. That Pashto's is his thing.
Have a great day.
All right. Lame Messiah, Bisham Shemchish Bachil's Parm is for us and less will I call my love, Hachish Bey Murim, is Bagu Parm. What is this loy? Hachish Bey Murim is Bagu Murim Atzman. No raya to the Parm. So even no raya to Rabbi Elazar. Toshma, Parm on a strophin, Osirim on a strophin, Moil Mahen. Mishahuktashu. Nishchatu, Hokshuli possible to Yam, Mukhusik Purim, Uvalino. What's Lino? Mine Avlin is Bossa. Bishmamino, maybe the possible Lino, possible Machshava, because Lino. Then you have machshava chutz l'zmanai. Loi, lina zei murim. It means zei murim. I'm not trying to say for kula moilu mehen, al beis adesha an shiutach ha-bosam, chal de reisha lina's bosam. So Moses says, no, midiri, how can you do this? So again, you have no rai, reisha murim, say for bosam, no shaykhis. Okay, next. Beisiv, rabba, ve'elu she'ei mefaglin, ve'ei mespaglin. These are ones that are not mefaglin, and ve'ei mespaglin, they don't get mespaglin with something else. Semesh Baroshe Kfasim, Vesash Bezokin Tiyoshim, the goatee, Ve'or Va'roitif, Va'kipa, Va'alal, Va'maro, Va'atzomis, Va'gidim, Va'karnaim, Va'tlefayim, Va'shlil, Va'shilya, Va'chil Va'mudoshin, Ubeit Zetor, and Kul Loim Mefagal is Bagan, Ve'echel Amish Pigal, Noise Vatomi, Va'mail Mamachutz Potter, My Love, Loim Mefagal Zavach, Loim Mefagal Machmas Zavach, which is Va'kev from Rebel Ezra. Loim Mefagal Zavach, Loim Mefagal Machmas Atzmon. That's what I'm saying, but Avada, the shilya is part of the mother. What if it's said for? What if it's said that for? That's not a kasha. You have no kasha on me to slug me up that way. It's angavurcha. We're saying that it's not a kasha. Rav Amar Afan Namatanina, Sheikh Zamakdosh, Echel Shlil, Shilya Bechutz, Loy Pigel, Vamelik's term, Echel Betseim, Bechutz, Loy Pigel. Vadatani, Chelam Doshim Beis Tarim, Ein Chelam Shem Pigol. Now he's telling me, Hashliv Hashilya, Chayovim. El La Shmami, no, Kamach Zeva, Kamach Atzim Shmami, no. So we're bringing a riot to Rabbi Lozar that at the end of the Gemara, we'll bring a riot that Rabbi Lozar Shita is right. That if you're Mephagal animal, the Shilya will go with it because it will be Yerachimah, like we said, but it itself is not Gufi de Zevach. Why is it not Gufi de Zevach? People don't eat it. It's not a normal thing to eat, the Shilya. Because it's not a normal thing to eat, and Mela, that's not you can't be mefagel with it. Tanan Hosan, Ubali Mumin, Rekiva Machshir Bebali Mumin. So Rekiva says this is a Gemara later on in Mizbech Mekadosh Peidal, I think it is. That there's all kinds of halachas. The Mishnah talks about them. Olu lo yeridu. There are a lot of things that if they go up to Mizbech, so Machlokes the Mishnah over there, if it wasn't supposed to go up. Once it's up, is in his back like kailot it? It keeps it, and you keep it up ready. So machlokes is the mission over there. Tan Hasan Bali Mumin Rabbi Kiva Machshir the Bali Mumin. Rabbi Kiva says that I'm olu lo yeridu. If it has a mum, it stays up on the Mizbeach. Amar Chibar Abba, Meichan, Lo Hichshav Akiva, Rabbi Yechon says a Chiddush. He says, this is the halacha Rabbi Akiva says, Ogs the Chum, and says, that stays up, and Mal Lo Yerdu, El Baduk Chav Ayim, has a little slit in the eye. That kind of mum could stay up on the Mizbeach. Why? Hog Shem Revis is missing a leg, you wouldn't keep it up on the Mizbeach. That's a Ba'am mum. But if it has a slit in the eye, which in Oifus, that's not considered a mum, so Mela, such a minute mum, that could stay up on the Mizbeach. And another thing, who should keep the Magdash mum? It has to be that you marked the shit and it was regular, and then it got this mum. It nicked the door or something. By Elis Nakeva, the command to keep the mum like this. Why? An oila has to come from a zachar. So if you have an oils Nakeva, there's no it's not possible for Hektish to become an oils Nakeva. So if you marked the shit, it's from the start, from the get go, it's bad. Masr Abzera Hamayel Memechutz Potter Hame Iman Chayev Veichem Shkaxla Bailz Nakeva Bailz Nakeva Iyam Mishlam Xavar Akiva Bailz Nakeva Imosle Terid Hamani Akiva. So we'd say this is Rabbi Akiva. Eliyam Imosle Terid Hamani. Who's it going like? Because you said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold Bailz Nakeva. It's got Kidim Mumen and Segdation. Emo. So Gemara says, "Ema hamayil mehem bechutz pater hamayim murein iman hamayim murein iman chayev v'mehem ktani aitzem mehem v'imam du. Ela ema, this I have to say it. Hamayil mehem murein bechutz is pater hamayim murein iman chayev. So Melo, that's what we're saying. That's we're sort of splitting it. Yashikach." Zok the Mishnah, where are we up to? Mishnah Gimel. One second. Halakua Hashnitla Matana, Potter. Somebody buys them from his friend or gave him as a gift, he's Potter Maisa Behema. Means he has to be that you, it was born by you. Has to be born by you. Ha'achim ha'shutim shchayim b'kalbin, p'turim ma'aser b'hema. V'shchayim ma'aser b'hema, p'turim na'kalbin. Kalbin is this extra buck you got to give. Kanu b'tfis ha'bayis chayavin, v'imla ha'p'turim. Tfis ha'bayis means they bought it from the nechos that fell by Yerusha, and they didn't split yet. That's called, that's fine. They split and they came back partners. So Mela, they're considered at that point that Mechuyma and Kalbin. Once Mechuyma and Kalbin, like every shot of your partner, Mechuyma. Zok, the kids of Shulchan Aruch. We are up to Yutes and Chof. Mutter, Lulachas, Chutzotchum, Bein Barag, Bein Makar, Bein Rachov. You let it go, Chutzotchum, with your feet. The wagon or Rachel? Rachel is a god of Behemoth? Why let I go Chutzot Chum? Chalmoy. It's not a problem. Ain Malin Behemoth, Ain Malin Behemoth Zochot on the Kevo, Larvio. You're not allowed to bring on a Zochot on the Kevo because by animals you want to mate them. So you have a Dover of it. It's not Dover of it. Wait till after Yontif to mate them and have kids, have puppies. Yeah, I should go.